Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Amy. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My name is Amy Grunewald, and I am a lifelong bookworm. I'm actually just going to read you like my bookstagram bio.
Yeah.
Lifelong bookworm, amateur baker. And that's kind of, especially in pandemic times, all there really is to know about me right now.
Yes. So let's talk about baking. What has been your latest creation, or which ones you've been really proud about?
Okay. This is, so I have always wanted to bake layered cakes. Mm-hmm. And I had only ever really done, especially from scratch, I'd only ever really done cupcakes. Mm-hmm. And I decided, I was like, you know what, screw it. Let's do layer cake now. So I ordered some cake pans, and I have since made a couple of 2-layer cakes. And I've also branched out into 3-layer cakes. And I have like a spinning cake stand and like the tools to frost it properly. And I've actually like, I've been really proud of my ability to like frost a relatively smooth cake, mm-hmm. especially because I have no background whatsoever and I haven't had anybody show me. It's just been me watching videos on, you know, like Instagram, or like I've been watching Food Network for probably like 12 years, and it's just things I've picked up from watching TV. Mm-hmm. But I guess the nice thing, there's pros and cons to it, because given the pandemic, we haven't really been able to share these baked goods with anybody. So it's just my husband and I eating all of them. But I can't complain. I can't complain. And we freeze some things. So
that is really exciting. I love watching your stories when you share them. You're like so,
thank you.
They're so soothing. I don't know. There's something to be said about baking goods. Like
it's like baking ASMR kind of.
Yeah. I was just like, I love following those accounts. I'm like, I just want this. I want that. I want this. And they're like, okay. Yeah.
There have been some fails, but they've been okay fails. Like nothing's been terrible, which is good.
That sounds good. So we're going to talk about Cozy Mysteries, which is, I'm a Cozy Mystery newbie, as I told you before. Mm-hmm. And these are the perfect time to talk about Cozy Mysteries because we're heading to the fall. So it's getting a little bit chilly and just, you know, fun times. So let's talk about what is a cozy mystery? Like, what can we expect from the genre?
And so, a cozy mystery, and I'm going to kind of steal a little bit of the definition. So I get a lot of cozy mysteries from Kensington Publishing, mm-hmm. and they're kind of like my go-to for cozies. And it's like the official definition of a cozy mystery is basically like usually a murder mystery in a small town or in some kind of small town setting, where the person that we're following that's trying to solve the murder mystery is a complete amateur. They're either, you know, they're a baker, they are part of a knitting club, or they own a diner in town, or they own some kind of like hobby shop in town, or they're like a pet groomer. And it's very formulaic, which I guess we could say the same thing. Like, I would say that cozies are very similar to a lot of your standard like romance novels, where it's like, okay, we've got our setup with our murder. Mm-hmm. We have our cast of characters. It's kind of almost like a book version of like Clue. So mm-hmm. it's like you've got your cast of characters and you're trying to figure out like who could have done it, why did they do it, and there's usually some kind of like, you know, our main character has a run-in with the killer and they narrowly escape and justice is served. And it's, even though they're formulaic like that, and I'm like, I know how this is going to end. You know, it's never like that high stakes. You know your main character is going to make it out. You know that everything's going to be fine. Their bakery is going to be fine. But they're just, it's nice to have something reliable to read, you know?
I love this. Yeah, I like this idea of like that you expect, you know, the ending's gonna be fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's gonna be okay.
Right.
I was thinking about open-ended endings. Like, I hate them.
Oh yeah.
So bad. I'm like, are we Romans for a reason? Are we for right. after or after? Like, I just need to know, like, the ending, everyone's gonna be okay. And so one thing I like about that I've seen for Cozy Mysteries is that there are series, which yeah. I love. So talk to us about those series. Like, do they follow different murders? Like, how do they, you know, because these series are long. Like,
some of them
are
like, oh, they can be. So the nice thing about the series with Cozy Mysteries is that you don't necessarily have to start from the beginning. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of series that I've jumped in, you know, book 2, book 3, book 8, book 9. You sometimes get very mild spoilers for earlier on in the series, and some people might be bothered by that, but I personally have found it's like, I don't really care if I know that, you know, old man Jenkins was considered a suspect in this one murder, but it ended up not being him. Like, that's not going to bother me when I read, if I go back and read that book.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, some of those series are, I mean, 30 books long. It's crazy. It's crazy, but they all pretty much stand on their own. So it's mm-hmm. like, if you're looking at a series and you're like, oh, I really don't want to read the first 15 books, but I want to read the newest one, it's like, just jump in the middle. It's like, it's not a big deal.
I love this. All right, so let's talk about Cozy Mystery series, which are a few recommendations. This is a series that you read.
Okay, so my current favorites are the Deputy Donut Mysteries, and those are set in Wisconsin at a donut shop called Deputy Donut.
Ooh.
And yeah, it's really cute. And the her like delivery vehicle is like this vintage cop car that mm-hmm. has a giant donut on top that lights up. And it's just, it's got everything. Like, it's funny. It's lighthearted. The mysteries are interesting and somewhat difficult to solve. Like, it's not cut and dry where you're, excuse me, you're like, oh, it's definitely this guy, and you're right about it the whole time. Mm-hmm. And you're going to notice that when I talk about my favorites, that there's a theme of food.
I love this. I love the foodie. It's like the perfect combination of things that I love. I'm a foodie, I like long stories, I like small town,
yes.
and like an ending that I know it's going to be fine.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you're going to love these. You're absolutely going to love them. So the Deputy Donut Mysteries, that's by Ginger Bolton. And then there's the Cider Shop Mysteries by Julie Ann Lindsay. Those are about a young woman who has moved back home to live with her grandmother and has basically restarted her apple orchard / cider, apple cider business.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's just like, it's the coziest little town. I love when she talks about, she makes like gourmet apple cider. And so I'm like, yes, please just tell me about all the gourmet apple cider. And her grandmother, it's sometimes in cozies, there's usually like some kind of precocious, like older relative or, you know, friend or person in the town that you can count on that's going to be really funny, but also like really wise, or that shoulder to lean on for the main character.
Mm-hmm.
And so the grandmother, and her name's Granny Smith in the Cider Shop Mysteries.
Oh my God, this is
it's perfect. And so there's also the Irish Village Mysteries by Carlene O'Connor. Mm-hmm. And those are, I mean, as you would guess, set in an Irish village. And what's different about those is our main character is actually a cop. She's a new cop. And her parents have passed away. And so she's the oldest of this group. I think there's 6 or 7 of them. Mm-hmm. And so she's kind of in charge of all her siblings, and they run this restaurant, but then she's also trying to be a cop at the same time. And like, something else about cozies that I didn't mention before is there's usually like a love interest. And so it's mm-hmm. like, if our heroine is a baker, her boyfriend is usually like the local sheriff or like a detective or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so like the love interest in the Irish Village Mysteries is one of my personal favorites, just because I think with the Irish accent, I think of like Cillian Murphy from Peaky Blinders. And I'm like, oh, the Irish accent, like he sounds cute. There's also for something that's maybe a little bit like, I don't want to say on the darker side, but a little bit on the more serious side, the literary pub mysteries by Sarah Fox are really good. They tend to be, I don't want to call other cozies cheesy because I don't mean it in a negative way, but the literary pub mysteries are just a little bit more on that serious side. So it's like, if you want to dip your toe into the genre, but you're like, oh, I don't want to go straight into the super sugary, sweet, like really goofy stories, I think these would be a good option. And the fun thing about the literary pub mysteries is that everything in our main character's pub, it's like all of her menu items and like her drinks and stuff are based off of like literary characters or works of fiction. And so it's just fun to see like the different puns and stuff that are in the books. And then again, with the food, the noodle shop mysteries by Vivian Chen are so good.
I heard about that. They look so good.
They're so good. And the covers are like some of the best covers I've ever seen, because it's always a dish from our main character. Her family owns a Chinese restaurant, and all of the covers are like a dish from the Chinese restaurant, and there's always like a skull worked into it somewhere. It was just, and the fun thing about the noodle shop mysteries, which you get sometimes with cozies, is that they're actually set in Cleveland. So Cleveland, you know, it's not a small town, but because of the noodle shop and because of just kind of like the neighborhood that she's in, you still get that small town feel. Like I read a cozy mystery that was set in New York City, but just because of the fact that, you know, a lot of people that live in New York kind of stay within a few blocks of where they live. And so they kind of get a small town feel, because they, you know, they go to the same restaurants, they go to their local bodega. And so you still get, even if a cozy is set in a larger city, you still get that kind of like, call it like the Gilmore Girls feel, like the Stars Hollow kind of effect. But yeah, I would say that's a lot of series, but I would say like, if you're looking to get into cozies, I would highly recommend starting with those series.
I agree. I agree with the whole cozy feeling of like being in a big town, in a big city, and still being within your neighborhood and just looking around. Like, you know, like I lived in New York for 14 years, and I know like, I explored most of New York, but the reality was that I mostly hung out like just one
neighborhood.
Like it was like, and I knew my friends and the people know my name, and the same thing happened to me now in Chicago. Like I live in Lakeview, and that's where, you know, it's like a small town, you know. So, I'm so excited. I can't wait to start diving into
They're so fun.
They are so fun. So let's talk about your, which authors are you awed by that we should check out?
Okay, so I actually, and this is probably going to sound really crazy, I haven't bought many cozies in a long time because I've been so lucky to have a really great partnership with Kensington Publishing, and been so kind. I mean, it's just been incredible. They've been so kind to, you know, send me a lot of upcoming cozies. But I will say what got me into cozy mysteries was actually the Cat Who series by Lillian Jackson Braun. And those books, I believe she started writing those in like the 70s. And it's one of those series, again, there's a ton of titles, and it's all the cat who something, you know, it's like the cat who smelled a rat, the cat who read Shakespeare, the cat who said cheese, things of that nature. And we follow our character, Quill, and then his two cats, Coco and Yum Yum, and they're Siamese cats. And his cats actually like help him solve the murders. And not in like an anthropomorphic way, but just in like a, you know, they nudge him towards something, or they notice something, they smell something. But those are so fantastic. They're hilarious and they're really interesting. And I think at the time, I didn't realize in reading those that that was a genre of books. Because my mom and I started getting those books back when I was in like elementary school. And I started reading them, I think, in high school, and I've read a handful, and completely out of order. Like, I couldn't even tell you what order they're supposed to go in. But if you're looking for kind of like the OG, like, cozy mystery author, I would highly recommend Lillian Jackson Braun. But I would also say that Agatha Christie has kind of a cozy mystery vibe to her stories, because so many of her stories involve isolation and kind of like that locked room feel, except Agatha Christie's books can get a little bit darker, But if you're dipping your toe into like the murder mystery genre in general, and you're like, I'm not really into gore, I'm kind of, I don't want to say a wuss, but like, you know, I'm kind of a wuss. Agatha Christie is a great place to start too, because she doesn't get too much into the nitty gritty. Like, it's a very palpable, it's like one of my coworkers said once, she's like, oh, you just like some good lighthearted murder. And I'm like, yeah,
kind of. I love this.
As bad as that sounds.
That's really awesome. So what's your typical rating for cozy mysteries?
So I am a very picky reader, and I don't give away 5 stars lightly. So usually for me, a 5-star book is something that's like, this is an all-time favorite. And we're talking about something like a Little Women or a Pride and Prejudice, or if we're talking about more modern day books like a Circe or Gentleman in Moscow, or like 5-star books for me. Mm-hmm. So cozies, I usually rate, like a high rated cozy for me is about a 4-star. And I think part of that is because they are so formulaic. Mm-hmm. It's that when I'm reading them, and I'm sure you feel the same way with romance, it's like when you're reading it, you never really get anything that you're like, wow, this really surprised me, because there is the formula. But it's like the formula is why we love it. So, but I'd say most of my cozies are between a 3 and a 4-star. There have been very few that I've rated lower than a 3-star. And a 3-star for me is good.
Yeah, 3-star is good. I think when I started reading romance, I was giving 3 stars. And I just redid my star rating again. Because I was giving them more stars because I was like, oh, I've talked to this author, or I did this.
Right.
You have all these, like, your or the publisher send you the book or whatever it is, like, whatever reason. And I was like, no, I just need to go back to basics, which,
right.
As far as I liked the book, it was fine. There was no problems. It was just, like, it was just what I needed to read. Like, and 4 stars is like, wow, it's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, it's understandable. So let's talk about your fan of, pick a subgenre. What has been a book that you have read and loved this past year?
Okay, I'm going to give you 2 because okay. I'll give you a favorite cozy this year, and then I'll give you a favorite because this is, I'm sure a lot of my followers and a lot of the people that I talk to through like DMs are probably waiting for me to give an answer that's not a cozy. So yeah. A favorite cozy this year is A Deadly Inside Scoop by Abby Collette. Okay. And that is, it's a brand new series. So if you're looking to get into a series right from the beginning, like, she only has 1 book out so far. And the second one comes out, I believe, in the spring, and it's called A Game of Cones. So
an ice cream shop?
Yes, it's an ice cream shop. And this is also set in the Cleveland area, which I mentioned the noodle shop mystery is also set in Cleveland. The cozy set in Ohio always grab my attention because I live in Ohio. And so I'm always excited to read something that's local to me because so many books, you know, are set in New York or they're set on the West Coast. I'm like, we need to give Ohio a little bit of love, you know? But then some other like 5-star reads, I guess, for me, Mystic River by Dennis Lehane. He also wrote Shutter Island, if anybody's familiar with that book. That is the complete opposite of a cozy. It's very gut-wrenching and it's a little disturbing, but it's also, other than cozy mysteries, my typical read is usually something like a Stephen King or like a thriller, like especially Karen Slaughter, who's kind of like the queen of gore when it comes to thrillers. And so I use the cozies to balance everything else that I read.
Yes.
They're my escape. They're my feel good read.
They are. So tell us where we can find you online.
Sure. You can find me at Read with Amy on Instagram. That's kind of where I mostly post. And my mom had to be, my mom always listens when I'm on a podcast. I was on another podcast just this past week, and I have to tell everybody, you have to spell my name A-I-M-E-E because my mom had to be different. So I'm at Read with Amy on Instagram, and you can also find my blog at readwithamy.com. And there is a cozy mystery tag on my blog. So if you're looking specifically for those reviews or suggestions, you could just click that tag and find everything.
I love this. Thank you, Amy, for being on the show.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance-loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups?
make new friends, then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.